Hello and welcome to Torah Dimecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Alana Glatt, and today we will be studying Sefer Shmuel Aleph, Perek Chaf Gimel, Chapter 23. Yesterday, in Perek Chaf Bet, we followed David as he narrowly escaped from Plishti land and found himself a hideout place in a cave called Me'arat Adulam. While in that cave, David managed to gather together a following of 400 people, a group consisting of his own parents and brothers, and of broken and distressed men looking for somewhere new to turn. We noted that people are drawn to those who truly understand them, and therefore David was a magnet to all those who felt they needed a place where they belong. While on the run with this motley assortment of people, David tried to protect his elderly parents and family by placing them in the care of the king of Moab. Though we saw how this plan tragically backfired in the worst possible way. Our parak continued that King Shaul grew increasingly agitated by David's gathering together of an army against him, and capitalizing on his deep sense of distrust, Doeg HaAdomi manipulated the story of David's encounter in Nov, convincing Shaul that Achimelech and the Kohanim were themselves part of this grand rebellion. Tragically, we saw that Shaul ultimately accepted Doeg's Lashon Hara and ordered their destruction, unleashing the horrific massacre of Nov. With only Aviatar surviving and fleeing to David, who immediately took responsibility for all that had occurred, setting a stark contrast in leadership and accountability. As we turn to Perek Chaf Gimel for today, we will continue to follow the wandering travels and difficult hardships that David and his men are going to go on to face. Perek Chaf Gimel Pasuk Aleph opens up by telling us that bad news reached David's ears, that the Plishtim were once again attacking the Jewish people, this time raiding the Jewish city of Keilah, a gated city in the land of Yehuda, which they somehow managed to penetrate, and that they were tormenting the people and plundering their threshing floors, disgracing them by stealing hay and straw from their storehouses. Although David was himself in a precarious and dangerous position, literally a fugitive with a bounty on his life, and although he had every single excuse to ignore the sad news and continue to focus on his own survival and his own self-preservation, David was righteous, and David immediately took concern for the Bnei Israel, forgetting his own sad existence and allowing himself to feel the distress of the people of the city of Keilah. He was, after all, the main general who fought the Plishtim on Bnei Israel's behalf all this time, before his new sad reality came to be. Surely they needed his help here. So pasuk bet, Vayishal David b'Hashem lemor, ha'elech v'hikiti b'plishtim ha'ele, Vayomer Hashem al David, lech v'hikita b'plishtim b'hoshata et Keilah. David then inquired of Hashem and he asked him, shall I go and strike down these plishtim? And Hashem replied to David, go, strike the plishtim and save the town of Keilah from their hands. To fill in a small gap of information here, which we will uncover shortly in pasuk vav, Eviasar, the one surviving son of Achimelech from yesterday's tragic massacre in Nov, he managed to grab the Urim B'Tumim with him while fleeing the atrocities around him. And so David now had access to the Urim B'Tumim through Aviatar, something which will become an essential resource to David through the rest of our Sefer. The Malbim actually notes on Pasuk Vav that this was truly divinely guided by Hashem, that when Aviatar fled, it says an ephod came down in his hand, meaning he did not intend to take the ephod with him. He was fleeing for his life, and the only thing on his mind was survival. But it came into his hand through divine providence in order to save the people of Keilah. This is just another instance of the precise divine planning that is woven beneath the very framework of every detail of this incredible Sefer that we've been learning together, and of the divine instances we can strive to keep our eyes open for in our own lives. Back to our story, with the word of Hashem now with him, and out of extreme concern for his brothers and sisters in the city of Keilah, David is now ready to go and take on this fight against the Plishtim. However, David's men were not on board, to say the least. Pasuk Gimel, Vayomru anshei David elav, hinei anachnu po b'Yehuda yireim, v'af kinei lech Keilah am harachot Plishtim. David's men turned to him and they said, behold, we are afraid even here in Yehuda where we are now. How much more so will we be petrified from leaving out our hiding spaces and taking on yet another enemy in this quest to help out the people of Keilah? True, you asked the Urim B'Tumim if we should go, But that doesn't mean that we'll make it back to tell the tale. We're scared enough as is. Why put ourselves into another dangerous situation? As the compassionate and kind leader that he was, David heard their fears and concerns. And in Pasuk Dalet, David now inquired of Hashem again, a second time. And Hashem answered him this time, Kum reid ki'ila, ki ani notein et plishtim biyadecha. Arise and go down to Ki'ila, for I am delivering the plishtim into your hands. With that God-given reassurance, Pasuk Hey, David's men agreed to accompanying him down to this battle. And so he and his men now went to Ki'ila and they battled the plishtim. And David managed to drive off their cattle and inflict a severe defeat on them. Thus David and his men bravely saved all of the inhabitants of Ki'ila. Again, although David had every reason to stay put and ignore this battle, focusing on his own fears and woes, David's deep concern for Klal Yisrael was stronger than his own personal concern. And he successfully managed to save an entire city and drive away the wicked Plishtim from continuing their vicious attack. Pasuk Vav now tells us what we already inserted in our earlier by ourselves. Vayhi bivrach Avyatar ben Achimelech al David ki'ila eifod yarai biyado. That when Avyatar the son of Achimelech fled to David at Ki'ila, he brought down an ephod with him. Again, stressing the divine element of everything that has unfolded and everything that will continue to unfold. And now, as we have and will continue to see, these short moments of reprieve, they never last long. Pasuk Zayin. Vayugad l'Sha'ul ki ba David ki'ila. Vayomer Sha'ul, nikar oto Elokim biyadi, ki nisgar lavo ba'ir dilatim uviriach. Sha'ul had told that David had come to the city of Ki'ila. And Sha'ul said, Hashem is clearly siding with me here, as he is finally chosen to deliver David into my hands. Ki'ila is a walled and guarded city with only one gate. No one can possibly escape from it. Sha'ul was all too happy to try and capitalize on this very moment of having David locked in somewhere he could finally manage to reach. And so Pasuk Chet, Sha'ul now gathered all of the people for war to go down to Ki'ila and besiege David and his men there. Hearing the command, the Malbim notes that Sha'ul's soldiers assumed that their mission was to defend the city of Ki'ila from the hands of the Plishtim, when in reality, Sha'ul was hoping to move his army to the city's only gate to trap David and his men inside. But Pasuk Tet tells us that Vayida David ki alav Sha'ul macharish hara'ah vayomer alav yatar ha'koin hagisha ha'efod. David learned that Sha'ul was planning evil against him, and he said to Avyatar the Kohen, bring forth the ephod. Now Pesukim Yud through Yud Gimel. And David said, O Hashem, your servant has learned that Sha'ul intends to come to Ki'ila and to destroy the town because of me. Will the inhabitants of Ki'ila give me over into his hands? Will Sha'ul come down here as your servants have heard? Hashem, please answer me and tell me what to do. And as you can only ask the Urim V'Tumim one question at a time, Hashem answered him, yes, Sha'ul will indeed come down. So David now asked his second question again. Will the inhabitants of Ki'ila give me over into the hands of Sha'ul? And Hashem replied, they will give you over. Hearing this, David knew that he had to immediately leave the city with his men, who at this point had grown in size to about 600 men. And so they quickly packed up and they left. And although this was extremely difficult for David to have to pack up and run again, even after having saved the city of Ki'ila himself, the Alshach notes that David was also thankful for this answer from the Urim V'Tumim, as he absolutely did not want another situation of Jews having to fight one another because of him. And the Pasuk tells us that as soon as Sha'ul heard that David and his men had escaped from Ki'ila, that Sha'ul stopped advancing, enabling David and his men to escape and find a better location. For now. Pesukim Yud Dalet through Yud Chet tell us that David then carried on with his men and found his next hiding place in Midbar Zif, constantly on the move within the wilderness itself, and that although Sha'ul searched for him constantly during this period of time, Hashem did not deliver him into his hands. And while David was in a certain forest of Zif hiding for his life, his beloved and dear friend Yonatan, Sha'ul's son, actually somehow managed to find him, and he brought with him words of encouragement from Hashem during these difficult times. Yonatan told David that he has nothing to fear. His father's hands will never manage to touch him. David is going to reign over Israel, and Shmuel's words will indeed come true. And I, Yonatan, I will be your second in command. And deep down, even my father Shaul knows this. Yonatan was saying here that my father Shaul knows that I've come to terms with and accepted my secondary status to you, that you and I both know that you're destined for the kingship, despite the fact that it distresses him deeply. And so David and Yonatan now resealed a covenant yet another time before Hashem, and David stayed on in the forest, and Yonatan went back to his home. A little bit of chizuk in a moment of despair can go a very far way. Our parak now continues with Psukim Yud-Tet through Chaf Gimel, that some local Zifim found out that David was among them. Perhaps they noticed Yonatan leaving the forest, and they put two and two together, figuring out that David must have been among them. And instead of remaining loyal to David, who was from their own tribe, and keeping quiet, they chose to reveal his precise location to King Shaul, and they told Shaul to come down to Zif and that they'd hand David over to him. Shaul was quite pleased, and he told them, "Bruchim atem laHashem ki chamaltem alai. May you be blessed of Hashem for the compassion that you have shown me." And he asked them, "Please go back and further prepare for his arrival." He told them to go and look around and learn more about David's patterns, his hiding places, who he was with, who would be with him, where precisely he stays around, basically asking them to gather more precise intelligence for him before he comes down, as he tells them that David is known to be extremely cunning. So Pasuk Chaf Dalet tells us that they left at once back to their area of Zif, and David and his men were in Midbar of Ma'on in the Arava, in the south of Yeshimon. And as Shaul and his men came to search out David, sure that they would succeed this time, David was told about it in Pasuk Chaf Hei, and he went back down to the rock, and he stayed in the wilderness of Ma'on. But Shaul heard this and then continued on his pursuit all the way there. Pasuk Chaf Vav, the chase became too close for comfort here, with Shaul and his men closing in on and about to surround David and his men. When suddenly, Pasuk Chaf Zayin, "Umalach ba el Shaul lemor, mahara avelecha ki pashtu plishtim al haaretz." Then a messenger came to Shaul and told him, "Hurry now and go, for the plishtim have spread out over the land." And our parak ends off, Pasuk Chaf Chai, that despite being this close to catching David and finishing off his desired pursuit, Shaul's deep sense of responsibility kicked in, deeper than his own personal desires. And he immediately gave up his pursuit of David, running straight to help the Bnei Israel fight and ward off the Plishtim. An interesting underlying theme we see emerge from this parak is that both David and Shaul manage in today's parak to put aside their own personal considerations and desires and truly put the needs of Am Yisrael at the forefront, Jewish leadership at its absolute best. And the parak truly ends off, "Al kein karu lemakom hahu sela hamachlekot." That is why this place came to be known as the Rock of Separation. Again, in the nick of time, with all odds stacked against David, in that very moment, Hashem jumped in at the very last second to save him. Showing again that despite the difficulties David has and will continue to endure, Hashem is truly at his side every step of the way. Thank you so much for learning together. Today's parak is dedicated to the safety and peace of Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. May the words of Nach uplift us and give us strength during these challenging times.